Track 21. Unit 4. Activities 3 and 4.
Well, for those of you who worry about the world today, our next guest may change all of that. Dr. Brevin, you've been looking at whether we have made the world a better or worse place. Is that right?
Well, yes. I mean, it's easy to listen to the news and feel very sad about a lot of things that are happening. A lot of people are suffering in our world today. But if we look historically, there are a lot of reasons to feel good about being alive today.
What do you mean?
Well, for a start, if we look at the most basic things in life, food and water, we've made terrific progress in recent years.
In what ways?
Well, in 1950, we believed that around half the world's population was hungry. That's a huge number. Today, it's nearer to just 10%, which is still too many, but it's a lot fewer people than it was.
That is a great thing.
And it's the same thing with access to clean, safe drinking water. Since 1990, over 2.5 billion people have got access to clean drinking water for the first time ever. I think that future generations will look at this and feel rather pleased with us.
But what about other things, like the environment? Will there even be a future generation if things continue?
Well, we are creating new environmental problems all the time, but even there, the worst kinds of pollution have disappeared. Laws have stopped people from using the most dangerous chemicals.
Why do you think people of this generation are doing better?
I think the main reason is that we are all so much better educated these days and can understand the issues. In 1900, only around 20% of the world's population could read. You were really something special if you could write more than one or two words, like your name. Today, 80% of the world's population can read and write. In many ways, these really are good times we live in.